This EPN sales and marketing broadcast is brought to you by Virtually Ready, where you can extend your reach with web presence solutions. And by Avalon Design Unlimited, your straight-to-the-point design source. Up next is Business Development Radio with your host, Liz Lynch.
You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Is your business website neglected, stagnant, and outdated? Give your brand the attention it deserves with a fresh, new, modern approach to your web presence, one that creates a fully dynamic, interactive experience for your website visitors. Introducing Social Web Fusion by Virtually Ready, fusing your brand seamlessly with a flexible content-based website and professional social web presence. Visit virtuallyready.com and extend your reach today.
This is Todd Falcone. Join me for MLM Power Hour right here on EPN.
And now it's time for Business Development Radio and Liz Lynch.
Welcome, everyone, to Business Development Radio, or BizDev Radio, here on EPN, the ePodcast Network. I'm your host, Liz Lynch, of BizDevQueen.com and the author of Smart Networking, Attract a Following in Person and Online. On every episode of BizDev Radio, we give you the tips, tools, resources, and mindset strategies to create big opportunities for your business. It's all about creating new relationships, creating new products, and finding new ways to reach out to your market. You have to put yourself out there. That's how opportunities find you. So in this episode of BizDev Radio today, we're going to focus on referrals as a way to bring in those new business opportunities. That's really the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow when you network. So let's talk about some best practices for generating more referrals. All right, so I really have five key strategies for this. And the first thing I really want to cover is to be someone who gets referrals. You need to be someone who gives referrals. You know, it doesn't have to be a one-to-one correlation. In fact, it shouldn't be. If you're trying to keep score, you're only going to drive yourself crazy, and you're not going to give off the right attitude in terms of building relationships with people. They're going to know that you're in it for yourself. They're going to feel when you're giving them a referral that they owe you something, and that's just not the way you want to approach building relationships. To me, it's the focus should be on building the relationship, getting to know someone, getting to know what they're all about, understanding their business, and developing a closeness there. And if you get referrals from them, that's just icing on the cake. So you can't focus on the referral as the cake and the relationship as the icing. It's really the other way around. The cake is the relationship part. That's the substance part. And then whatever comes out of that relationship is just a bonus. And, you know, you think of how you can be building these kinds of relationships with folks and just having a good time in the process and not be so wrapped up in the result. You actually will get a better result when you approach it from that standpoint rather than always trying to get something. And, you know, people can really sense that you're in this for yourself, and they're not going to want to be around you. They're not going to want the obligation. They're this feeling of indebtedness that they have whenever they interact with you, and they're not going to want to accept anything that you give them. And they're not going to be then, in turn, generous with what they give to you. So a best practice for getting referrals, our first of five on this list, is to be someone who gives referrals, okay? And again, people don't want to feel used. They don't want to feel like you are just in it for one thing. That comes out so clearly. So again, focus on the relationship first, and the referrals come later. And if you are someone who gives, you're going to be more likely someone who gets. Okay, the second best practice for generating referrals in your business is you just simply have to be great at what you do. You know, and it seems like such a simple thing, but if you're someone who's not getting referrals and you feel like you're giving all the time, maybe it's time to look at you know, the perception people have about you and your business, about how good you are, about how comfortable they feel about referring business your way. So do you come across confident and like someone who knows what they're doing when you meet people in person? Do you have a professional online presence in your website, your blog, your social networking profiles? So are you coming across as someone who is at the top of their game? Because those are the kinds of people that people refer their clients, friends, and colleagues to. Not someone who looks like they put together their own website and, you know, links are broken, or who show up at networking events with scuffed shoes and socks that don't match. You know, so it's all about presenting yourself as someone who does excellent work. And even if you do excellent work, I mean, that kind of goes without saying, it's also having that the outer package of giving people that confidence when they interact with you, when they see who you are, when they see you in person and online. They want to get that sense that you're really a true professional, okay? Because remember, they're putting themselves, their own reputations on the line when they introduce you to people they know. So they want to feel good about doing that. And nothing feels better than being able to refer business to someone, you know, and when there's a good fit there. And feeling confident that the person who gets the referral is going to treat your client, your colleague, your family member, that they're going to treat them right. And you want to be able to give that perception, and you want to follow through on that perception in what you do. So that's the second thing. You have to be absolutely excellent at what you do and present yourself in an excellent professional way, both in person and online. All right, so let's cover number three then. The third best practice for getting referrals consistently in your business is, and we talked about this earlier on an earlier podcast, is you have to be someone that people can find. And again, it's almost like number two, where it goes without saying, of course, you have to be accessible and reachable. But it's still amazing to me how many people have not yet discovered sites like LinkedIn, or they know about it, but they just haven't bothered putting up a profile. If someone's trying to reach you and they haven't talked to you in 5 or 10 years, how are they going to get in touch with you? Whatever phone numbers they have, email addresses they have, may be completely obsolete. If they have an opportunity for you, I mean, that's the worst thing in the world. If you think about, someone has heard of an opportunity and thought of you as the perfect person. Okay, the chances of that happening are, you know, are already slim if you're not working things consistently. So when it does happen, you want to increase your odds of actually getting the business and converting it. And if people can't find you, then it's going to be hard for you to do anything because you're not going to get the referral. So you have to be someone who is on these sites, LinkedIn, Facebook. You know, there are 55 million people on LinkedIn now. That's still a small fraction of the business professionals out there. So don't miss out. You want to be found where people can contact you easily. So be found online. You know, have your current contact information there so people can contact you when they hear of an opportunity that you might be a good fit for. Make sure that all of your work background and a summary of what you do and what you're expert in and any websites you have are all updated, so people can really do a lot of their own studying and check you out and confirm that you are the person who should get the referral. So definitely be found online. But you also want to show up in person. You know, you want to be involved in networking groups, professional associations, go to conferences, that kind of thing, so people can see you. People have to see you a few times, right, interact with you a few times in order for them to feel comfortable with you, to have enough of a relationship with you, and perhaps even to understand what you do. They have to hear your elevator pitch a couple of times. So showing up for events and building relationships with the same people over time is also going to help you generate more referrals. So you want to be found both in person and online. So that's strategy number three. Strategy number four, best practice for generating more referrals in your business, is to ask. It's so amazing to me how many people don't ask for referrals, or when they do ask, they ask in a way that really puts people on the spot and makes them uncomfortable. I remember very early on in my business, I was taking a networking workshop, and the instructor actually suggested that the way you get referrals is you go to someone's office, a contact that you know, a colleague, and you basically sit at their desk and you ask them for 3 referrals, and that you don't leave until you get them. And that's just no way to get referrals, right? I mean, you don't want to twist people's arms. You don't want to get random referrals just so people get rid of you. You don't want to waste your time. You want to get referrals that are a good fit, and you want people to feel good about giving them to you. So a way to ask is to just put it out there, okay? To not demand it, but to just say, you know what, I'm always looking for people who, and then you fill in the blank with your problem statement, you know, whatever problem that you solve, you know, who want to refinance their homes or who want to help their employees and members sell more clients or who want their members and employees to develop better networking skills, whatever it is, describe the kind of person and the kind of need that you fill, and just have it be out there as a statement. You know, the fact that you're always looking for people like that is very non-threatening, as opposed to saying, hey, can you give me names of 3 people? Or, hey, do you know anybody who fits this description? And again, that puts people on the spot. It's like being in school, you know, when the teacher asks you a question and kind of surprises you and you freeze up and you have no idea how to answer it. And again, it just makes you feel uncomfortable. And the last thing you ever want to do when you're building a relationship with someone and networking is put people on the spot and make them feel uncomfortable. So you want to ask, but ask in such a way that increases the likelihood of your getting a response and making people feel good again about giving you that name. All right, and then finally, the 5th best practice for generating more referrals in your business is to say thank you. All right. You know, if someone gives you a referral who brings you into their client, introduces you to a key person in their life they think that you can help, if you don't thank them, the chances of you ever getting another referral from that person again is very, very small. All right. And it's tremendously important and so simple. And I just have a quick story on this. I was brought into a project by a colleague of mine, and he had recommended myself and another consultant to come in on a project to work for his client. And we had different expertise, and the client needed both of our skills. And so I, of course, was so thankful to my friend. I gave him a gift. I think I subscribed him and his wife to 6 months in an Italian wine club or something. And the other consultant never thanked him. And I remember having lunch with him several years later, and he was still bitter about it. And, you know, and whether that's valid or not, that's something you can decide. But I did feel that it was a little bit, unprofessional to not ever say thank you. And you didn't have to give an extravagant gift like I did, but even just an email, a phone call, a handwritten note, some acknowledgement that, you know, you got the business because this person brought you in. So saying thank you is such a powerful thing and absolutely a best practice for generating more referrals. So I hope that was helpful for you guys, those 5 best practices for generating more referrals from your network so you can develop more business. And if you'd like to be kept up to date on all the latest biz dev news and resources, go ahead and sign up at www.bizdevqueen.com. And it's a good idea to go there so you can be the first to hear of new articles, programs, and tools that we're releasing into the market. And in fact, next week, I will be announcing a new teleseminar series I'm going to be a part of that is free, that includes some of the top names in networking and referral-based relationship building who are going to be sharing their tips, tools, and strategies. And you're going to want to definitely be a part of that. So to be informed as to this teleseminar series, you definitely want to sign up and be part of my list at bizdevqueen.com. All right. Thank you so much for tuning in today to BizDev Radio here on the ePodcast Network. Please join me next time for more tips, tools, techniques, and mindset strategies for creating more opportunities and building stronger relationships that help you build your business. Until then, signing off, this is Liz Lynch of BizDevQueen.com. Thanks for listening.
This EPN broadcast was brought to you by Virtually Ready, where you can extend your reach with web presence solutions. And by Avalon Design Unlimited, your straight-to-the-point design source.
This is Trey Pennington, and you're listening to the Entrepreneur Podcast Network.
This is the ePodcast Network.